U.S. health regulators pledged again today to try to ban menthol cigarettes, this time under pressure from African-American groups. NewsAsian anchor Rutabay Shahbazi joins us with more details behind this push, Rutabay.
Nicole, the Food and Drug Administration says banning menthol would prevent 63,000 tobacco-related deaths over 40 years, more than a third of them among African-Americans. The mint-flavored cigarettes are overwhelmingly used by young people and minorities, particularly black smokers, 85% of whom smoke menthols, compared to about a third of white smokers.
From our perspective, our country could do a better job with regulating these products.
Keisha Brooks Coley of the American Cancer Society says today is an important first step for public health. The Food and Drug Administration has attempted several times to get rid of menthol, but faced pushback from big tobacco, members of Congress, and others.
We think that this time is different.
Today's announcement is the result of a lawsuit filed by anti-smoking and medical groups last summer to force the FDA to finally make a decision on menthol. As well as menthol and fruity flavors from low-cost small cigars, which are increasingly popular with young people, especially black teens. Physicians at MD Anderson Cancer Center say 30% of all cancer-related deaths in the United States are caused by tobacco use, and that more than half of youth smokers, including 70% of black users, smoke menthol cigarettes.
When someone's addicted at a young age, then we're looking at a lifelong use of tobacco products, and we know what the impact is on health.
Menthol is the only cigarette flavor that was not banned under the 2009 law that gave the FDA authority over tobacco products. According to the American Cancer Society, the menthol's numbing effect masks the harshness of smoking, making it easier to start, especially for young people, and harder to quit.
We know that the tobacco industry specifically have targeted communities of color, specifically African-American communities with menthol cigarettes as well as the flavored cigars.
The tobacco industry is responding. A spokeswoman from Reynolds American said the company would submit evidence countering the FDA's proposal, saying, quote, published science does not support regulating menthol cigarettes differently from non-menthol. An Altria spokesperson sent a statement to News Nation saying in part, quote, prohibition does not work. Criminalizing menthol will lead to serious unintended consequences. A far better approach is to support the establishment of a marketplace of FDA-authorized non-combustible alternatives that are attractive to adult smokers. Finally, youth smoking rates, including menthol cigarettes, are at historical lows, and science and evidence does not support such a ban.
The FDA says it aims to propose regulations banning menthol in the coming year, which is expected to take years to implement and face legal challenges from tobacco companies. Nicole?
All right.
Rutabay, thank you.